Welcome to Twos Talk with Tosh, Dino, and Donnie.
Hey, fellas. Welcome back.
Hey, Donnie.
What's going on?
Well, just getting over the trip, the long journey back. It was a great trip, though, but good to be back in the studio talking to you guys. Got a good update show today. Not going to make any jokes. We didn't have time to get a guest. We do have lots of friends. We have lots of people we can contact, but it's a very short window to get a cast in, and we've got people texting us saying, when's the next cast? When's the next cast? So we'll do a little updater, a little tent talk with the boys, talking about Nashville, preview Sacramento coming up.
Yep.
But how are you guys doing? Anything new? What's going on?
I got to say right off the top that my brother, have a new friend. You would have a new friend, Donnie, wearing your Orioles hat today.
Okay, to be fair.
To be fair.
I'm not really an Orioles fan, but the Donnie Barrels colors are the same and the hats match. I think they're a good young and up and coming team. I'm an Oakland A's fan, and I can't wait to tell our next guest about that because he won't enjoy that, I'm sure.
But maybe you're just a bird fan.
Maybe
it's a good looking bird.
Yeah, it is. It's a good logo. It's a sharp logo. Yep.
Yeah. Maybe you're a bird fan. Yeah.
Hey, just something on that. Dino made a point. He came over the other night, and it was pretty cool. It's been documented. My brother's a big Bruins fan, but Dino says, "Hey, man, I didn't know your brother was an Oilers fan." I said, he's not. He's a Bruins fan. I didn't notice it either till last night. I sent him one. He told me they're purple, but they're not. So his Christmas lights.
He's flying
from a distance
colors.
Are blue and orange, like oiler blue.
Yeah,
it is awesome.
Yeah,
and it is something. If I bug him enough, he will climb on his roof tomorrow.
Yeah,
I think and take those things down. 100%. 100%.
The question is, are you gonna?
Oh.
Yeah.
No brainer.
Yeah, no brainer. No doubt.
I already started it. I already got him twisting a little bit. He's already defending their purple.
They're purple. They're purple. That's what he said back right away.
Yeah. I'm gonna take a picture though, and if it comes out blue, then it's all good.
Right? I wonder. I think he made a bit of a social faux pas. It's not even Halloween yet, and your Christmas lights are up. I feel like that's maybe early. And I get you want to get him up before it gets cold, but that's a real.
Have you met my brother?
Yeah, for sure. I have, and I get it, but I
think it is a little premature light elation.
It is, yeah. Illumination is early, yeah. 100%.
Well, okay, but it could be said that you're doing it while it's warm out and there's no snow on the roof and you're not going to fall on your face.
It's a smart time to do it.
Why not July 1st then? Happy Canada Day. Here's my Christmas light.
Okay, but how about this?
All right.
Put them up. Maybe just don't turn them on.
Right. They don't have to be illuminated. Right.
Yeah.
You can do the heavy lifting and then just be discreet about it.
Right.
But you're really flying in the face of the Halloweeners out there and even Remembrance Day. And it's not really a decorated holiday, but it's more of an observed holiday. And you're celebrating Christmas. I feel like it's a... And I don't put lights up, mind you, but...
So maybe that's our new poll, hey?
Sure.
When should Christmas lights be put up?
I think it's a great question. It's a heated debate. You can bet we'll get some very... It's the same is Die Hard 1 a Christmas movie? And I say it is.
Definitely.
And you get a lot of people that say absolutely not, but it's in the Christmas season. I don't get it. It's a great Christmas movie. Die Hard 2, also a Christmas movie, but I digress.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Now.
Die Hard 2. Well, I would say let's get everybody emailing Dino on that one.
Yeah, I'm sure Dino has lots of time in his emails to look at those and debate. I think you should, though.
For sure. I'll be looking like Bruce Willis if I get all those emails. I'll be like...
Is that how Bruce Willis looks?
There's a guy on TikTok that does Bruce Willis and all those guys. Like, he's amazing.
Another sidebar from our trip to Nashville. I coached with Dean with the 14s, and we had a great team. Great time. We'll get into that in a minute. But every day to and from the park, Dean would look in the mirror and say, Jesus, my hair. I got to cut my hair. I can't do it. And it, every day got more angry and more pronounced. And one day after practice, they were cleaning our room. He's like, I'm out of here. I'm like, where are you going, Dean? I'm getting my hair cut. And he's gone.
Yeah, gone.
I had bent, bruised hair. You know what I mean? Like Donald Trump flip over going on. It was just, it was painful.
Well, because you're wearing a hat all the time, right? So you don't see it, right? It looks okay, but I'm glad you got it done, Bill.
Yeah,
around my ears.
You were
I just feel
dangerously
better.
close to a hockey haircut, a little bit of a mullet out the back and the wings out the side. It was coming. It wasn't there.
Yeah.
It was getting there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, most guys, when they're having a midlife crisis, go buy a Corvette.
They're back
he just,
in.
He just
Mullets
goes mullet.
Are back in.
You know what? They are, actually, Dean. Should have kept
come
it.
Come on. With 20-year-olds?
That's true.
I know everybody.
Oh.
You're starting to come back.
Now, to be fair, boys.
To be fair, that's a double.
We did see a few Kentucky mudslides in Nashville when we were there. There was a few yeah. party out the yeah. back hairdos down there.
Well.
When in Rome, I guess.
When in Rome.
Hey, how about some of the shacks we saw driving to
holy moly.
The park?
Okay. Hey. So let's talk about that real quick. We go to a facility just outside of Franklin where we were staying, and every house we went by got bigger and bigger and bigger. And Dino and I are driving by, and there's a golf course. I'm like, holy, that must be the clubhouse. But it in fact was not a clubhouse. It was someone's house.
A house on a hill.
Yeah. And one of the girls, so everyone saw it. It was a monster. And one of the girls Googled it. It was for sale. And it was $12.7 million, this house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen anything like it. And they were all like that.
There's 50 of them. Oh. Yeah. And there was 50 of them like it. And then there was even a house above the hill on top of that. Like, oh. Unbelievable. You know, well, they must have helicopter in.
You have to. Yeah. I didn't see any roads going up there. I feel like they must have. And then Dino made a great joke. There's a plane flying overhead. So, guy must be coming home from work.
Yeah.
What's going
well,
on?
You
here?
Know what? They were saying, like, I mean, the coaches we talked to is, you know, the area that we were in Franklin, which is what, about 25 minutes from Broadway, I guess, give or take, right? Yeah. They're saying that's where all the stars live. That's where the money is in Nashville. They all live in Franklin, right? So,
well, a couple of the parents saw, or no, they went to an ice cream store and mm-hmm. they just missed
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood brought her kids in for ice cream.
Yeah.
Just missed her.
Hmm.
Yeah. Now, if I am the owner of said ice cream store, I'm saying that to everybody that walked in.
Oh, yeah.
In hopes sure. that they come back every day.
Yeah, they come here every day at 1 o'clock. Oh, you just missed her. Oh, you just missed her.
Oh, Kirk, you're so gullible. Yeah.
No, I think he was right. He was pretty...
I think you got the name wrong. It was Barry Underwood. But
oh, whatever. Could be.
Yeah. All I remember from where how far we were from Nashville is it was a $70 cab ride back. And Tosh, bless your heart, tried to get me an Uber. I don't understand it. I'm a bumpkin, and I missed my and I just jumped in a cab, and it was a ride. It was a jaunt for sure.
Yeah, you owe me $4.62.
I'll get you that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was,
sorry about that.
I didn't think it was that tough. I even gave you the make and model of the vehicle and the
Indeed
color.
You did,
and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. To say that I was a bit distracted by the lights outside on Broadway is a fair statement.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on
True
there.
Bet. There is.
But let's go. I just want to talk about this for a minute. We went to the stage and we had a great, there's a band that started and we saw them long enough that they played the exact same set twice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, time to and I know I'm not a musician. I would love to learn to play guitar. Sounds hard, but there's got to be other, songs you can put in that rotation or tip the crowd, like wave your cap and say thank you very much and leave. Going back to the same ones, it was tough, but the bands were awesome. Nashville is a very cool.
So what you're saying is groups should not do a greatest hits album. Is that what you're saying? Because maybe those are the greatest hits. Maybe that's their encore set, honey.
Well, and maybe not. Maybe they're not the problem. Maybe the patrons that are in there past one set should go mm-hmm. to another bar.
Yeah. But I felt very comfortable where we were, and it was a night. We had a good table. It was good. But to the greatest hits point, you never hear like CCR, great band. They have a CD of 20 greatest hits. They don't have four of the same songs on there. They have only 20 songs. So I don't mind they have the greatest hits. But
good point. That's a good point.
Yeah. So,
that's a good point. But we did see like. Three and a half bands. Sorry, you saw three bands.
Yep. I missed the last half. Yeah.
Three and a half bands. Yeah. But you got out at the right time because it, like when we left, I mean, it was all great. Don't get me wrong. And I thought the last band was amazing. That guy, that lead singer was just awesome. And he was in the crowd and he was doing his thing. It was fun. But the, it very, very much had a different feel in the last go around because it was a younger group and they played a lot more in like 90s pop stuff. And it was crazy because the average age, I would say Donnie was what, 45 when we were in there, give or take. It went down to like 25.
Yeah.
Like right now. So they, this band's obviously got a following. I mean, had a bunch of younger people came and that was our cue, but yeah, it was good. It was good. But
let's talk about the tournament. Tournaments. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do like a report card on it? I was just thinking that. What did we like? What didn't we like? You know, that kind of stuff. Some of the fun stuff. There's lots of memories there for sure.
One thing I will say is first tournament Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it was 25 degrees. It was nice. But we had exhibition and practices Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It was 5. Mm-hmm. It was cold.
Yeah, it was cold. Yeah. During the week was in it, and it's too bad because that's when we get a lot of our work done. But yeah. But you know what, it was sunny though.
It was, yeah. During the day, it was practice was okay.
And there wasn't much wind, so that it wasn't as cold as it could have been.
Right. It could have been really cold. Could have been really cold. Yeah. But I thought that the weather was great during the tournaments.
Yep.
We had rain. We had rain in the final.
We did.
Yeah.
In the first weekend. True. And it kind of ruined the game a little bit as far as the quality of the game. But
not the result, mind you, because we did win.
But we gave up a 6th spot in the first inning, and then I think we came back with 16 unanswered runs, and it was
hit for 29 minutes.
We did, yeah. That was a long inning, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You guys, you know,
that was a tough one. I think we only went 2 innings, but
kudos to the 14s because they added a trinket to the table, right? And that's kind of awesome, and I think the 16s. You know, definitely an opportunity that slipped past us. You know, I don't think our bats came through customs, but that was the biggest thing. We had an opportunity to add a couple trinkets to the table, but
you can't take a day off.
Can't take a day off.
Any time off? Yeah.
No. We lost to the guy that we beat by 7 or 8 the day before, and then medium T-shirt and him played in the final.
Yeah, the medium T-shirt guy. So any of the parents that were there, or anyone who happened to see it on the stream. He was an average size guy, and he was wearing.
We're not going to talk too much about it, Donnie, because he's my shot.
Oh,
let's bring that up later.
Fair.
Remember, I said I didn't have a shot.
There,
I got a shot.
Yeah. Well, and it's going to be good. Yeah.
Okay, I thought your shot. I was going to talk about it just because we started going on about the tournament, but before the tournament even started, we got to talk a little bit about our uniforms showing up and all that stuff. That horrifying.
Well,
we
did have it on the last cast. Remember, I went to the window. I just listened to the cast with Kaylee. And, they showed up during the cast.
Yeah, I know. But this is the trip, remember? So you missed your flight.
Oh,
you and Rizzo.
Then
you got all poopy pants because I was asking about the uniforms, remember?
Yeah.
So I thought I was going to be your parting shot.
Yeah, but the shot would be at me. I could tell the story, but that was kind of my fault too. But it was definitely Air Canada's fault. Definitely, and don't get me wrong, I like flying Air Canada, but yeah, it was definitely something there. I mean, do you want to start? I can do that. Okay, so because that kind of started our trip. So we're all on different flights, right? And we're all getting in Nashville at different times. Dino going out of Regina. I thought I booked the same flight. I didn't.
I'm sure we did.
We did too.
The second leg was supposed to be the same, but you know how you'll get an email and it'll just say, hey, your flight's changed. I think I've got a couple of those already for
could've been.
The next could've two been. Trips.
So, anyways, Rick Rozeski, longtime buddy, new coach of the twos, did a fantastic job, by the way. He was awesome. Kids loved him. But anyways, so we leave Saskatoon and get into TO. And my assumption is we're on the same flight because why wouldn't we be? Right. So, but we've got a layover of, I don't know, probably 5 hours, 6 hours in Toronto. So we get through customs and we head over to the lounge and, you know, good eats in the TO lounge and, had a couple of adult beverages, just kind of hanging out. And it's time to go to the gate. And Rizzo says, yeah, I should probably go a bit early because they didn't assign me a seat in Saskatoon, which happens, right? Because we were switching over to United flight. So we get down to the gate and we're in the bowels of the Toronto airport. I've never even been to where we are. Like it's like I don't even know where we are. We're in a dungeon, and I don't know. Dungeon's a weird word. I'm not sure why anybody would use it. Anyway, so we're in the dungeon, and he goes up to the desk, right, and he puts his boarding pass, and I'm kind of watching him, and he comes back with a new boarding pass. I said, "Get your seat. Yep, where are you sitting? 26. Okay, right on." So we get on the flight. So fortunately, I'm sitting in exit row. So I'm sitting in exit row, and then this lady comes down, and she sits beside me, and then Rizzo walks by. So I'm just talking to the lady. Hey, you know, she says, "Where are you guys doing? Are you going to Chicago? You know, where's your final? Wow, we're going to Nashville." Start talking, blah, blah, blah. Next thing I know, Rizzo's walking by me down the aisle the wrong way. Like he's, I said, "Where are you going, Matt?" And he goes, "I don't know. They double booked." Oh, he's talking on the corner of his mouth like this. "I don't know. They double booked my seat." So they double booked the seat and they're going down. And I'm like, "Oh, that's weird." And I said that. I said that to the lady. "Oh, that's weird. They just gave him that seat. So I'm not sure how they double book it." So anyways, a couple minutes go by, 5 minutes go by, 10 minutes go by. And I'm texting Rizzo going, "Oh, you dirtbag. You probably get to sit in first class, you know, or whatever, blah, blah, blah." No answer. 15 minutes, 20 minutes goes by, and the flight attendant comes down, right? And I mean, with some pace, right? Because the plane's not moving anywhere. We're definitely sitting there because of Rizzo. And she comes down the aisle with some pace, and not normally the pace they usually walk at. And she comes straight to me and she goes, "Sir, can I get you to come to the front, please?" And loud enough that probably the seats 10 rows around me heard it, right? And the lady beside me now is looking, "Who am I sitting beside?" Mm-hmm. So I go down to the front. I get down to the front, and they basically said, "Are you traveling with this person?" And Rizzo's gone. He's not even on the plane. "Are you traveling with Mr. Rizeski?" And I said, "Yeah, like we're coaching. We're going to Nashville." "Well, how did he get on this plane?" I'm like, "He had a boarding pass." "Well, sir, we don't have him in our system anywhere." And I'm like, "Well, he got a seat. So how did he get a seat?" "Well, we're not sure. How did he even get through customs?" So now I'm thinking, they think Rizzo's going to blow this thing up. Like he's like, this is not good. So then I thought, well, I booked the flight. So I go on there and I said, "Well, no, I've got his booking right here." Zing, 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 scroll, 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 and look. Huh. Yeah, he was supposed to be on a flight an hour and a half ago. So assuming we were on the same flight. So that was my screw up, right? But now I go back I show them this and they're going, "Oh, okay, well, that kind of explains one part of this, but how did he get on this flight?" So I'm still texting Rizzo and he's like, "I'm back at the desk. I don't know what's going on. There's supervisor here. Everybody's freaking out, da 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 da." Because now it's a security breach, because how did he even get through? He's not on this flight. So how did he even get through customs? How did he get into a secured area? Blah, blah, blah.
Was there any alarms going off in the background?
No. Well, in my head, a little bit. Yeah. So I go back to my seat and I sit down and I'm trying to explain the story. And then here comes a flight attendant again. And she says, "Well, you know, I think he's probably going to have to stay. I think we're getting it all worked out." And I said, "Well, should I stay? Like, I'm the guy that booked the flight. Should I stay with my buddy and we'll go on the same flight?" She goes, "Well, we're not sure if he's going to get out tonight. We're not sure if he's going to get out tomorrow. And if you go, at least you're one air." That's how she said it. "You're at least one airport closer to your final destination." And I'm like, "Okay, you're right. Okay." And of course, in my mind, right, what's the most important thing at this point, even in Dino's mind?
We got four bags of uniforms.
All the uniforms.
To you.
So if I get off, do the uniforms get off? And now what happens to them and blah, blah, blah. So anyways, I stay on the flight. So Rizzo, if you listen to this, I told you before, I wasn't being a bad teammate. I was just doing what I was told.
You never leave your wingman.
Never leave your wingman. So I did. So
except for when I get uniform.
But now here's the kicker. So now we're sitting on the tarmac for a while. And yeah, this should have been my shot. Oh, well, we're sitting on the tarmac for a while. And they say, "Sorry, you know, we had this security breach and blah, blah, blah. We had a gentleman on the flight." And everybody's now just basically turns in their seats and they're looking at me.
Why would they call it a security breach?
I don't know. That's, I don't know. Dumb. Exactly. Exactly. So now they're all looking at me and I'm feeling kind of crappy because, you know, and then the last line and she goes, "Oh, and another thing, the conveyor belt that loads the bags isn't working. So we've gone to find a new conveyor belt." So, but the thing was this, the conveyor belt wasn't working when we got on the flight in the first place.
Right.
That was the delay. It wasn't, we couldn't go anywhere anyways, because Rizzo, it wouldn't have
mattered.
Well,
there's no bags on there yet.
That's right. There was no bags on. So anyways, now I'm going to miss my connector in Chicago. So I did. I missed my connector in Chicago. But this is the thing that kind of frosties me up a little bit. So I miss my connector in Chicago. I have to go to United. United says, no, you got to go to Air Canada. Go to Air Canada. That's a whole different story, but it got all sorted out. But now I'm sleeping in the airport because it's like 7 hours before my flight and it just wasn't worth the hotel and blah, blah, blah. So I stay in the airport. Rizzo, I finally get a hold of him. No, he's got a direct flight. Right from Toronto to Nashville in the morning. He gets in like an hour or two after me kind of thing, right? So anyways, that's how Nashville started. It was a bit of a gong show that way. But I must say that my best friend in the world was truly concerned about the uniforms, did not care about me, because in the whole time I was texting
you, don't even care about me.
You can attest to this because you were with him.
I'm
like texting, and the only thing that would come back, hey, so Rizzo's da-da-da-da-da. Well, where are the uniforms? Yeah, okay, so I got to stay in the airport. Well, where are the uniforms? Like, it was just nothing.
Well, no, zero. The best text was, I can see you pulling away from the gate. I'm not going to get on your plane. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, well, that's a good thing, because you get on the plane, there's going to be four boxes of uniforms sitting somewhere in a corner. So I said, you don't even care about me.
You don't even care about me, man. You don't even care. Like,
hey, I'm really, really happy you made it. Yeah. And I'm really, 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 really happy that you made it with the uniforms.
No, it's reverse order. I shoot him a text in the morning, right? I get off the plane, and here come all the bags. Okay, perfect. They're all here. So I got them all stacked up on the cart. I don't even know if I took a picture, but I sent you a text. Hey, man, I'm in. Unis are all here. Got all my bags. We're good to go. He goes, oh, that's awesome. Glad you made it safe, bud. You don't care. You don't care. Oh, God.
It's funny. Hey, budget. This is a little bit of slamming at budget rental. So this is how our started. So I had to go get the car, right? And so I'm in there. I got all the time in the world, and no lineups or nothing. Really nice lady helping me at budget. And she was really chatty, you know, do you want this? Do you want that? And, oh, hey, can I upgrade you to an SUV? Because I think we just had a car booked for that. We didn't need a big rental. So she says, yeah, I could get you into, big SUV. It's got leather seats and a sunroof. And I'm like, at the same price? And she goes, well, no, it's an upgrade. And I'm like, no, I think I'm okay. And she goes, are you sure? Like, it's these cars, it's just an amazing vehicle and blah, blah, blah. She kind of goes on again, another little ramble about it. And I said, no, I'll just keep the car. And then she goes, oh, that's odd. There's no cars left. Can I get you in a SUV? And I'm like, shame on you, lady. Like,
yeah,
you tried to talk me into buying an upgrade because you had no cars left.
And you're getting the upgrade for nothing now.
Yes. And she goes, well, I'll upgrade you for no charge. And I'm like, isn't that something? I just looked at her and I scowled at her. That's terrible. Terrible.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now you know. Don't take the upgrade.
Don't take the upgrade. They try to talk you into it because they don't have your car.
Smart, though, really. Kind of.
Well, backfired.
Yeah.
So
I'm not sure what planet's budget thinks that a Kia is an upgrade, but still, it was a nice enough car, got us from A to B. But you're right. She knew right up front, hey, I don't have your car. Why don't you buy an Escalade instead? That's kind of
And we had a trouble with that key, didn't we, Donnie? The key just would not pop open, and it was very frustrating.
The old switchblade key, you hit a button and the key shoots out.
Like keys don't talk to pop open.
Don't talk about keys, boys.
Did you lose yours?
Oh,
you locked him in the car.
Yeah, that's another story.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so where are we?
Well,
we can clearly go there. It was a bit of a trains, planes, and automobiles this trip. But, yeah, so Saturday of the second tournament. Good day to end. Good way to end the day. Got a win. Girls played really well. Rizzo and I are heading back to the hotel. It was the second game, got our win. We're waiting because now we got a break till 4:15, right? Yeah. We got like a 4-hour break.
Yeah, we were waiting for you.
Yeah, Jimmy Jones. Went to Jimmy John's. Yeah, and we're like, yeah, we'll meet you there. So I have a Ford Edge. I drive a Ford Edge, and I've never, for whatever reason, and I know there's probably, obviously now I know you can do it, but I've never been able to lock my keys in it because every time I try and lock it with the keys in, the door pops open, right? So when I walk up to the vehicle, it's the same as mine. If it's in most keys that have the key fob with the automated, it senses the key, and you push it once, it's locked, you push it again, and it opens up because the key's there. So I just do that. I don't take the keys out of the bag, pop it open, da-da-da. I throw my bag in the back, close the hatch, and I go to open up the driver's side, kunk, 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 and it's locked. I'm like, well, that's weird. Rizzo, kunk, 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 on the passenger side, not opening. So I go back to the hatch, and I'm not even thinking anything, go back to the hatch, dunk, 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 it's locked. Well, how in the Gaylord Fokker do you lock your keys in the car when it's not supposed to? So anyways, now my keys are in there. So the whole big thing was we called emergency road assistance. They're going to be an hour. We called these guys. They're going to be 45 minutes. We finally get a guy there, tow truck guy, and he's a real good dude. And now they don't have that Jimmy thing anymore. You know how you use the coat hanger down the thingy and the pop it? The Jimmy lock?
Oh, okay, yeah. The Jimmy lock, yeah.
I think it's called a Slim Jim.
Slim Jim, yeah, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, the thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he doesn't have that thing. He's actually got this little bladder that you put in there, and you squeeze it like a blood pressure thingy, and it separates the door. And then he takes a thing in, and instead of going after the lock, he tries to push the button, like on the thing. So he's got this long hook that goes around, and he's trying to put pressure on this thing to push the unlock button, right? Well, the wire is long enough, but he doesn't have enough resistance. Like there's not enough pressure on it. It's not working, right? You're not hitting it hard enough. So he tries and tries and tries, can't get it done. Like Rizzo and I are like, we stood in the parking lot for an hour and a half, right? And it's hot that day. And we're like, huh, okay. Nope, didn't work. So he left, didn't charge us. So anyways, I'm going to meet some kids and do a little hitting thing. And I thought, okay, I got to go. And Rizzo's like, okay, I'm going to wait for emergency assistance. I'll wait here, blah, blah, blah. So I'm walking all the way around. You guys know it's a bit of a walk all the way around. So I'm walking around the park to that grassy area. And I get a call. And it's Rizzo. He goes, I'm in. I'm like, what? I'm in. I got to go on. Blah, 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 blah. And he's just going on. He's just pumped, right? And I'm like, what'd you do? He goes, I just, because it's got the lock, the keyless entry with the numbers, right? So you can punch a code into the door. He said, I just punched the last four numbers of the VIN number in and it popped open. So anybody out there that's looking to steal a Ford Edge,
that's crazy.
Maybe give that a go. Right? So anyways, he's in. So there you go. That was the key
story. That's quite a move on Rizzo's part to try the last four numbers. Like I don't even know if I would have tried.
I don't even know how he would come up with that. But anyways, he said, I just popped in these numbers and it opened.
Yeah, it shouldn't lock with your keys in it. I think that's odd.
But I did call or I did text my good buddy Tracy Cook at Valley Ford where I purchased the vehicle. And he said, no, it's possible. You can lock your keys in. Hmm. So got to be careful with that. So that was another little story that happened in Nashville.
Faux pas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
I want to get into so on our 14s, Paige Stesic, catcher, she hit the ball great. We were trying to make a lineup, and Dino.
Dude, I don't know if she swung and missed.
I don't think she did. No, when she swung, she made good contact. Yeah. But anyway, we're making our lineup. We're driving to Jimmy John's to get a quick bite, and Dean's like, "Hey, type me up the lineup and send it to me. I want to see what we're gonna do here." So I put in Stesic in my on a text, and it auto corrected to Steak, and so I referred to her as Steak the rest of the time. We had a lot of nicknames that didn't make a lot of sense on the 14s. So we've called Riel B because I thought her name was Brielle for the longest time. That stuck. Charles, we called her Chuck. We called her all kinds of Nacho, all kinds of stuff. Our 14s, though, just to get into the tournament recap a bit, our pitching struggled a bit in the first tournament, and Dino kind of threw the gauntlet down about hitting strikes and working the zone a bit more, and the pitchers responded really well. I would say if the goal of our 10-day trips are to be playing our best ball by the last Sunday, I think our 14s for sure answered the bell. I will get into the showcase format. I find is a challenge sometimes, but we were up one run in the last inning. They called last batter, and in this case, you can't walk. You have to make either an out or get a hit. Doesn't matter. And so they had a runner on third base, last batter called, and I looked at Dean, and Dean goes, "You watch this guy squeeze Bunter in." And sure enough, we had 2 minutes left to end the game, and they found a way to squeak out a run on a squeeze bunt. And Dean and I were both very disappointed. It was a tough pill to swallow because we had the girls.
It was a tough tie.
Yeah, it was tough.
It was a tough tie.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And we did that twice.
We did, yeah.
In the tournament. Really, both our ties, we were up 5-1, were we not, in the first game?
The first game of the second tournament?
No, yes, yeah.
Yeah, we were up 4.
Well, our first tie, yeah. Whatever that was.
Yeah, oh, but we had to come back.
5-1. Oh, no, that's right.
So yeah. we were up and then so went
we
down.
Came back
and then
on that one.
We yeah. played the last card trick, which was great, and we ended up with a tie, which felt like a win because we came back to tie.
Right.
And when you have the lead and you tie, it feels like a loss. So that was tough. But yeah, the kids played... Yeah. Kids played great. I thought that was a really talented group of 14s. Had a great time, lots of laughs. Kids are light on the bench. It was really, really good. The coaches that we had at the showcase, there's a couple that were pretty good, and there's a couple we didn't even see. They stood in the other dugout and we didn't talk to them. But yeah, it was good. It was a good experience.
It went okay. We went okay with the coaching. Like we were a little bit not sure because I mean we understand that, you know, the way it was set up. The coaches, you just basically turn your lineup over and they do all the coaching, I think. And with us, because we just didn't have an opportunity to see our kids very often, we kind of made the point that, hey, we need to kind of coach our kids. And they were all the people we dealt with were really, really good with it.
Really
and so they just kind of hung out by the bench, chatted with the kids and answered questions. And so it was pretty good that way. I think overall, because we are doing a little bit of a good and bad review, right, of Nashville. I mean, Nashville's Nashville. But the gameplay, I just think they're used to playing 3 or 4 innings. Like, that's just kind of typical or something out there. Because even the exhibition games that they were pretty excited about getting for us were 3 or 4 innings long. And I think we had the one like when we played ourselves Friday morning, that was a 7-inning ball game. And then I think against Jonathan on Thursday night was a 7-inning ball game or 6 or 7-inning ball game. And then, but everything else was 3 or 4 innings long. And I don't know. I just think to go that far to do all that. And we talked to our parents about it and they were actually really awesome about it. They knew that there's going to be some good and bad things about, you know, every trip, you know, what can we improve? We're always trying to do that. But I think that was one of them. And I mean, we stressed, Tosh saw my emails, like we stressed how many times, you know, how much innings we need. Like we were actually asking for 2 doubleheaders each night, right? Maybe 2 5 inning games or 1 8 or 9 inning game. That's typical what we're trying to get out of it. So I don't think the innings were there, but I mean, as far as hospitality, they were really, really good that way. I mean, they're really, really friendly people, and they've got a little bit of that South in them, I think, and they like to take care of us when we come down. So that was nice. But I think we need more innings.
Well, I think now we got our contacts too. Like, you know, you called an audible on Thursday night and, you know, made arrangements to play that team you played in the final the first weekend, and that split us, which meant we got a full game and you got a full game. And I think, you know, we really need 4 nights, right? Yeah. Maybe the first Friday and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Cause I really like what we did switching the pitchers. And I think, and we got a lot of good feedback from the parents where the two teams played each other with just switching pitchers. Cause at that point that was some of the best pitching they'd seen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So that was good. And I think that set us up for the second weekend where the pitching was much better that we faced. Yeah. The competition was much better. So that set us up there. So, I mean, now that we have those contacts, but you're right. The hospitality was amazing. Mike and his group that, you know, they put on a barbecue for us, and what was really cool was, and I didn't even realize this, you know, and part of the reason Scott, the organizer, and hats off, he, you know, he did a really good job and he did what he thought he was wanting to do was keep us close to Franklin and our hotels, and that kind of limited then maybe the number of teams he could find. But we're used to traveling an hour and a half to an exhibition game or whatever. the travel is not a big deal.
No.
So which kind of threw me off again with Mike and his crew. He was really good when he got there. He said, yeah, we're going to work out a couple new arms, blah, blah, blah. And they were putting a barbecue on for us at the end. And like you guys on Thursday night, we played at a beautiful facility, the Battle Something Academy. Yeah. It was awesome. And the reason we played there is because he said, well, our home field doesn't have lights. So that's why we came here, and we got a couple girls to go to this school. So I'm like, oh, okay, they're another local team or whatever. So we're finishing up this amazing pulled pork barbecue and homemade salads and coleslaws. And it was in the barbecue sauce was homemade by his father-in-law. Like, it was just nuts. Anyways, it's getting cold. And so we're ready to push off, and we're like, that's what it was, almost closer to go there than it was to go to the park we played our tournament at. It was very close, 5 minutes, 10 minutes away from our hotel. And he goes, yeah, we should probably get packed up and get on the road too. And I'm like, what do you mean on the road? And they were an hour and 15 minutes. Most of the kids on that team lived an hour and 15 minutes from that park. And I went, so they brought all the tables, all the barbecue stuff. They just trucked it all in. And yeah, so I mean, that was amazing. So yep. I mean, hats off to those people. And yeah, I think you're right. I think if the innings were on par with what we usually get,
been pretty good,
would have been an amazing trip.
Yeah,
that way it was still an amazing trip, but always something, you know, when we go to a new location, there's always
And I do think the move up to the 16U side of the tournament the second weekend was good. Like, I think we could do that now, knowing, you know, like, I mean, we have a pretty good idea on the talent there. And I think our 14s could have played 16U both weekends, right? Like, yes, so that's another thing that we can look at, because we never know, right? It's you get there and the talent level, like, I mean, San Diego, you just know, if, you know, with our 07s, we're going to be in tough against any 14U team that's out there. They're going to be pretty good talent. So, but anyways, I thought that was a good move to get into the 16 side in the second weekend.
Yeah.
What about how about, because I mean, we had the 16s did a little something different than the 14s, as far as there was more parents at Airbnbs and different hotels and right trying to save some money, which makes a lot of sense. I totally get that. But we just had a great area outside by the pool with the fires. The
teams and stuff are in different hotels too. You got to set it up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Going through that housing group, which you find out now we don't have to. So that's good. But so the way it's set up, we couldn't get 30 rooms in one hotel, blah, blah, blah. So we were at the Hilton Garden Inn, and you guys were at the Hampton, and we're like 11 minutes apart or whatever. And you're right. So on our side, the 16s, not all the parents stayed. Like, you know, Unser's stayed a little closer to downtown, and then they moved over, right? Because Carla's mom was there, and sister and whatever. So they did some family stuff, which is awesome. Do your thing. And then they came over. But yeah, it was a different atmosphere because not everybody was at our hotel. And it's an older group, and they all know each other, right? Yeah. So it's a little bit different that way. So it had a little different feel to it. But okay, continue your story about the 14s.
Well, I just think it was like what we needed, because I think out of our group, there was 9 brand new ball players, right? That had never played on a trip before. So I thought that was really nice that they were all staying in the same hotel, because I mean, every time you came down, there was kids in a group doing homework. There was kids, you know, running around doing different things. And I think that for the 14s, it was really needed as far as trying to, you know, gel and all that kind of stuff. And I think the parents gelled pretty well as well. We had some Manitoba. We mixed some Manitoba with some BC, with some Saskatchewan and Alberta. And it was, I thought it was a pretty good hodgepodge of parents, and they had a lot of laughs. So I thought on our side of it, you know, we always say it, you know, we totally understand that expenses are going to be expenses. And, you know, if you're going to Airbnb it, you Airbnb it. But there was some definite advantages to us staying together as a group on that trip. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Well, speaking of barbecues, at our hotel, they had a nice little area, like you said, and the 16s came over, I want to say, on the first Friday. And we had a barbecue and had a, oh, maybe, oh, you're right, sorry. Had a great time. And how long did it take one of the 14s to shove another one of the 14s into the pool?
Oh, I know. Yeah. And that's what I mean, buddy. Like that it was so good, and Dino's bringing it up, and I totally agree that with everything you said, you're saving money. That's awesome. And, yeah. And we have no qualms about that.
No.
The one thing that was really good though was, like you said, the 14s being all new, they all stay the same place. I couldn't believe it when we came over on the Sunday night. So this is only like day three, and your parents were like they had been there for a month already.
Yeah,
they were all getting along and mingling in. Now you got to look at the makeup of the parents. Okay, you did kind of have a perfect storm there. A little bit, right? Where everything mixed, because so you got kids from, like you said, there's BC kids that never been, there's Manitoba kids that have never been, but all of the parents of those kids are pretty social people, right? Yeah. You know, so they just kind of went in. But I mean, when you got Rochelle Dukeshire there,
the stir stick,
she's the straw. Yeah, the stirs the drink for sure, literally.
Oh, she's
and
nice.
She made sure that everybody knew everybody, and everybody knew, you know, where they were from, and it was really good. And I think that her being so outgoing brought some people in probably a lot quicker than maybe would have happened in the past. Now, right. She is a bit of a veteran when it comes to that, because the Element Hotel in Sacramento, where you boys are going, I mean, that was her role there. She was definitely the social coordinator there as well. Yeah. But it was kudos to her for doing that. And that kind of brought everybody in, and that was awesome. Yeah. I got some thank yous along the way. Dawn Halverson, Jen Langwa, thank you very much, because they kind of organized and took charge for the 16s. I know there was other parents that helped. That was great. But I know those are the two I communicated with to get our numbers and stuff for the barbecue. Lori Lawson, on the other side. And again, I don't want to miss anybody, but there's some people that I know did yeoman's work getting everything going there.
How about Kara from Calgary? She wasn't even there, and she,
yeah, that's right. That's right. I was going to say, yeah. Janky, like, Kara Janky got things going on the barbecue, and she wasn't even there till Monday. She missed the barbecue, but she was basically, organizing from afar. And, I think we have to mention, don't you think, boys? I think we got to mention Myrna Clausen. I think we just got to bring her name into this.
I think that's enough said, even right there. Yeah. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Anybody who was there, I say the name. Howling. Yeah. Definitely a different side.
She came out of her shell a little
she
bit.
She sure there. Did. Yeah. Yeah. And it was, but the way I look at it is, if you project forward, because Myrna has been very quiet. I don't know if I've talked to Myrna half a dozen times in the years that Lexi's been in the program, and not that that's a bad thing. It's just, she's quieter. It just seemed like she was, you know,
yeah,
not so much. She was awesome. Now, but if you project forward, is that what Lexi's going to be like?
Right.
Or is she going to be more, like Rick, just standing in the background, looking at Myrna going, what are you doing? kudos to your to all the parents, but the 14s, I mean, they were rock stars, and they did a really good job of getting everybody together, and you guys had a really, really good group. So
we're gonna bring up specific parents, I'd be remiss if we didn't point out Mr. Storsley throwing down dance moves.
And yeah.
It was
around the fire.
Man, yeah. He was moving. Yeah.
He was shaking.
Yeah. I feel like he was waiting for that opportunity, like for a dance party to break out. And he smashed it. He took the spotlight.
His new nickname is Hot Rod.
Oh,
Hot Rod.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So it was good times. It was good times. So yeah. So that was Nashville. I think we probably give it a B plus.
Yeah.
I'd give it a 7.5. I'd give it a 7.5.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of good times that probably made up for the lack of innings, but we know how to, that's easy. That's an easy fix. You know, it'd be worse if the facilities were terrible and whatever else, that can't fix that, but
wasn't the case. Yeah.
No. And we got our practice fields anytime we wanted, and you know, that was good. So awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So now what?
Well, I want to bring up one more thing, and I hate to do it because it didn't happen. So we had a practice on Wednesday, maybe, and it was a little cooler. And we split up the teams and we worked on some things. And Dean threw for one side and I threw for the other. And we want the girls to work on being a little louder and work on their around the horn, which they got good at. And we basically started everybody with two strikes. And so Tegan, it was a short fence. So I'm going to give Dean the preface of saying that.
She took me yard.
Tegan took him over the wall. And
Arnett took you out.
Yeah. And it was good. I mean, I didn't know how to handle it. I thought for sure the next girl was gonna have to wear one, as the story goes. But yeah, I think I want one more thing with the 14s. They did have a lot of fun. They came together as a group, and that little inner squad that we did, I thought was really fun. The girls had a great time. So
yeah,
Dino made another kid's career right there. So
yeah,
for sure.
Just added to the long list.
So did she run it out like butter, or did she?
She didn't show it up, so that was good.
Okay.
Yeah, very respectful.
Yeah, very respectful home run trot. So.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Yeah.
So now what's next, boys?
Couple things. We can preview Sacramento a little bit, and let's
see. You're not going to be there.
Yeah, not going to be there.
Where are you going to be, Tosh?
Ready?
Yep.
Guatemala. Yeah. So off to Guatemala. Real excited. That's going to be fun. First kind of official tour with the senior team. Coach Kaylee Rafter, in her infinite wisdom, decided to take me. So I think it was the last coach available, I think.
Uh-oh, there he goes.
Oh, Tosh frozen. Hey, to be fair.
Third time. That's a triple.
Wow.
Kaylee Rafter, anything else you want to say about Kaylee Rafter? You want to leave that?
Well, we'll leave it for a sec here.
Okay. So yeah. Sacramento.
Yeah. Sacramento. Yeah. Yeah. Look,
we've got four teams going, man. It's going to be
First time with four teams.
A lot of plates in the air.
A lot of plates in the air. A lot of coaches on the road. A lot of coaches doing stuff here. This is going to be our busiest 11-day span that the program's ever seen. So.
Yeah. And you're not there.
But Tosh, here's a good point for you. There has been a time where a flight had changed and you do all the booking, and bless your heart, because I think it's a lot to do for the coaches, and a flight had changed. I want to say it was to Vegas last year and I didn't get the info.
You want to say, or know for a fact?
Yeah. For fact.
We had a debate whether if we could change this flight, like how much is this going to cost? And you know, maybe we look at a different angle, da, da, da. You know what Dino said? We can't. Donnie would drive his car off a bridge if all of a sudden he could come to Vegas. So I just want to tell you, no matter what the cost was going to be, if there was a cost, we were paying it, buddy.
Bless you. We can discuss this elsewhere, but what can we not? Because you know how we always kind of pick flights, right? Mm-hmm. Like, why not? What if we just throwing it out there? What if we had, so if Donnie, we could see a flight for Donnie to wherever it is. Say we're going to Florida. And we can see the cheapest flight is $900.
Okay.
What if we gave our instructors $1,000 and let them book
their own,
whatever flight they want? If they want to spend $2,000 and fly first class, they can. What if we did
Mark
that?
Peterson.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So,
Ronnie, what do you think about that?
I think that's fantastic, because I know there was a direct flight from Edmonton. Flair that
yeah but it was
see.
Probably oh
it was $400 and it oh. yeah would
yeah
been
but
nice.
it was weird times though I think.
Yeah well a direct
I think
flight.
You were staying an extra 5 days.
Well, I could have taken the first flight Flair to get there direct and went home any other way, but not the point. Here's where my story is leading to. So Tosh and I had that hiccup that made Vegas interesting, and then I missed my flight on the way home anyway on my own fault, but we'll get that's in the past. Let's leave it there. But Tosh sends me a text last night. Hey, bud, just a heads up. Your flight has changed slightly. Mm-hmm. It went from 2:30 in the afternoon to 6 in the morning. That's
same
not a slight
thing.
Change.
Yeah.
That's a large.
To be honest, I didn't really look at it. I just said it's a flight change. I confirmed, sent it to you. But okay, but we're doing something a little bit different this time too, where you're right. I'm not going to be there. So I'm the one that books the flights, and it could be hard to get a hold of me in Guatemala, blah, blah, blah. So we actually had an agent do our stuff. But I don't mind that idea too, Dino, if we looked at it and just said, okay, here's the deal.
But the only, I guess the thing is, we want you in at this time as best we can because we're all getting in at the airport, and then now somebody's
well, then
gonna
it's
run
reimbursing
back and get
everybody.
You.
And, yeah.
But anyway,
it's something to look at. Always looking to improve for sure. But yeah, the four teams going to Sacramento is going to be I don't know who you're rooming with, but they're in for a treat.
I'm Mark. I'm with Mark.
Yeah, well then, I hope Mark understands when you go OCD on this. Just let you go. Let you roll with it.
Well, I talked to Donnie about this already. I said the head coaches are going to do some head coaching. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Because there's, you know, even just with a couple of teams last weekend, there's, you know how I am. I go through every freaking lineup and I sideways and backwards and I'm counting at bats and all that stuff. And I don't think we can do that with four teams. So the coaches are going to be given some, you know, that's some stuff that they've got to do and make sure that they're, you know, equalizing at bats. And I know Donnie's got a good system, so we'll, I'm sure the other two will as well. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. The nice thing about it is everybody's staying in the element. And the bad thing about it is everybody's staying in the element. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we've never had that before. And I thought, first off, it's like fantastic. Everybody's there. We're going to see everybody. But the other thing is everybody's there, and it's going to be hard to maybe in some cases. Well, I guess it's, you can, as coaches, we can kind of pick our pockets and visit with everybody, but there's going to be a lot of people there. So,
well, there as a guy who... just a little thing for Mark, the OCD is kicking in already. The OCD is kicking in already.
Yes. I got to say, I was impressed with Dean's, like, that's where I'm going to learn quite a bit of it, but Dean's system of analyzing everything, it was awesome. And I'm going to take that, maybe not quite to that extreme, but definitely it was very, I don't think it could have worked out more evenly across the board for 14 kids. That was really good. However, as a waffle guy, as a breakfast guy, having 150 people staying in the same hotel and having to leave for practice at the same time is going to make waffle irons a high, high priority. So I wonder if we should maybe stagger, hey, this team goes in for breakfast here and here. Because if I don't get a waffle, I'm going to be very hard to be around.
Have you been to Sac? Have you been to Sacramento?
Yep.
Yeah, it's full kitchens, bud. Make your own waffles.
Well, I know, but
go to Costco, buy a waffle iron.
And then take it back.
This didn't work.
Just don't tell Maria decision. Don't get into that.
Well, I just want to find out.
Yeah. So, Sacramento's going to, you guys are going to have a blast. And you got a good parent group going for sure. Like, all our parent groups are good, but you got some veteran parents, you know. Isn't Slatcher going to this one too? Slatcher? I think Slatchers are going. I think so. I don't
Branko's
know.
Going for sure.
Branko, yeah. Yeah. So
he seems very excited. He's been posting pictures of a speaker that he got for the lobby and things like that. Like, they're ready to go, Branko. Bless his heart.
Yeah.
And you know what? We didn't plan this either, and they don't know about it yet, but they know we're coming for them to do the streaming, right? Like, we have a streamer on every roster.
Every roster, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So get ready, gang. The email's coming.
There's a good chance you probably already know who you are.
Let's see. I'm just looking at the 08s. No Slatcher.
Oh, I thought Slatcher was at this one.
No.
Oh, it's, well, that's,
next one.
How about Frisky? In,
San Diego. Yeah, Frisky's there. So what is it?
There'll be a Jerry can somewhere.
The Jerry can will be there. Yeah. So, I can't wait. It's going to be exciting.
You just said the streaming, and I don't know who did it for you guys, but shout out to
Mokes. Jamie Mokrey did an awesome job.
Shout
for
out
us.
To Mark Lorndorff. He was awesome again. So, is Hunt going to this one?
Yeah, he's on the
group.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay, are we letting the cat out of the bag here?
Well, he did send me a text last night, and I didn't get it till this morning. Can you give me a shout? And I'm wondering if that's what it's about. So, anyways.
We got Huntsy on the older group, and we're coming after Wallington and Bilodeau with the 07s.
Yeah.
Branko's definitely getting a call here with the 08s. And then the 9s and 10s, we got Hannon. We're coming for you. So, yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. So can't wait. It's a good group too. Holy smokes!
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Okay, so well, I guess
so,
we're...
So before go we go, on. The way this is going to work, unfortunately, we do have a really good guest lined up. We've talked about him a lot. Having the time to line him up is going to be interesting. Would love to do it before the World Series is over, obviously, but then we'll likely do a Sacramento recap with a San Diego Irvine preview. Then we'll get into Christmas. It's crazy to think how quickly this year is already going by.
It's unreal.
But speaking of Christmas...
Yes.
What's going on at Frosty?
That was amazing lead-in.
Yeah, well done, really Donnie. Holy smokes. It's like you're rolling down a hill.
Well, Dino and Sid have set up and Britt have set up, obviously, Frosty Fundamentals December 29 to 30. Last year it was in January, but because we have practice weekends in January now, we've decided to move it. And I think it's going to go to that spot. And if it goes over well, I think that's probably the spot for it. Yeah. So it's a two-day camp. We'll have some alumni. We're going to have some instructors. And last year we brought in Jonesy for the first time, and he was kind of the guest coach and did something with coaches and stuff. And we thought that was pretty cool. He talked about the Olympic experience and, you know, got on the floor with the kids and did some stuff. It was really cool. So I think that's kind of the way we're trending. But, yeah, we got our guest coach locked up. I guess yesterday, and Dino,
Kaylee Rafter. I was just sorry, you caught me off guard. I was like, I was already in my head. I'm going, okay, I'm going to be throwing some BP at her, and we're going to.
Yes.
But I'm getting my hand surgery, bud, next week. So I just don't know what kind of shape that's going
to
be in.
If you throw it well enough, you don't need that other hand to catch the ball.
It's balance. It's balance. Yeah,
balance.
Try pitch without a glove.
Yeah. So we're pretty excited that Raft is coming and how we're going to put her to use. I know she's going to be obviously interacting and doing some stuff with the kids and get her working with some catchers and just everything, right? It's just going to be awesome. But look for an announcement. We got to just package together what we're going to do, because what a great opportunity for coaches to come listen to the women's national team head coach. And, you know, we'll put something together, open it up to coaches, and there'll be obviously a session with Raft, maybe both days. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But it's going to be awesome. Really excited. Last time Raft was here was for the U15s, stayed at my place, made all the meals. She was awesome. She's a great Chef Boyardee. Like, she is awesome. So I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, so pretty excited. Hasn't gone out on social media yet. We wanted to wait till the podcast. So yeah. When's this going out, Donnie?
When do you guys want it to
today?
And go today.
Probably today.
Go Tuesday.
Might as well.
Let's go today.
Let's go today.
That's Friday. It'll be out today. And within a very few hours here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that's awesome. So I know everyone a friend of the cast, Kaylee Rafter, we have had the gauntlet was laid down. I think that's going to be must see TV if that does happen.
Oh, 100%.
Can't
wait. Do you find it weird that we talked about bringing Kaylee in for the Frosty Fundamentals and Dean has scheduled his surgery in such a manner that he might not be able to throw?
Hey,
and I'm just bringing it up now because I know Raft will.
Hey, 100%. I want to throw to her too.
Yeah.
When I saw her at the Olympics, I'm just like, geez, she'd be fun to throw to as well. Like, yeah. I was just getting a little giddy there. She's she's going to be fun. I can't wait. Can't wait.
It'll be good. Yeah, pretty excited.
Okay, boys, let's get into shots. And I know we each have one, and I know what each of yours is, so I'm going to go first. Because mine's not great, but I drive up to the airport, and I have a Lexus, and there's Lexus reserved parking at the Edmonton Airport, right by the
pet.
Yeah. But I go to park there, and there's a Mitsubishi parked there. There's no security.
How dare they?
Indeed. So I have to, well, not that it matters, but I'm in the parking lot. I have to park on the top floor. Yeah, there was it might have been a Kia. There's other cars.
Might have been just delivering mail.
Sure.
Right.
Disappointed, to be sure. But not as disappointed as I was when I went to leave the airport after the long flight. Parking was $250. To park my car.
Well, it's Lexus parking, Don.
No, but I wasn't even in Lexus parking. I was in his regular parking at this point. And I don't think you pay more for the Lexus parking. You just get to park by the pedway, which is nice.
Okay.
But my shot's the Edmonton Airport. Figure it out. That is absurd to just leave something behind and have to pay $250 to drive it back out of there. That parkade must make incredible money. That's absurd. That is insane.
Yeah.
Anyway, My shot is to the Edmonton Airport. The air travel has been the bane of my existence, you know. But
parkades and storage facilities. Oh. They don't do anything.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Here, good. Lock it up. Good. Awesome.
Yeah, see, like an RV park. Hey, bring your RV and leave it here. And we won't do anything to it. But just for it to exist on my space, you gotta pay me.
Yeah.
Donnie, you shouldn't even pay that bill.
No. Just let it go.
What do you mean?
You shouldn't pay.
Oh, you
that
paid
bill.
It already?
Well, you have to. You have to put your ticket in, and then the arm stays down until you pay it.
No, my point was we paid it, Tosh.
God bless you. Oh. But hey, and thank you for that, boys. Because it's a lot for me. There's no airport. There's only an airport in Lloyd, but I can't imagine.
I know. That. I'm just giving you some razz.
Can I ask one more question before we get to shots?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question after you ask your question?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Are these fancy puffy jackets going to be in before we go?
Hope so.
Farron figured they might
be. I'm hoping Farron brings them.
I
thought he was sending them straight to the hotel.
You know what would have been real nice in Nashville? A puffy jacket when it was 5 degrees. Man, that would have been perfect. Anyway, I imagine Sacramento will have a few chilly nights, and I would love to bundle up in a fancy, fancy 222.
There will be some cool nights in Sacramento.
Yep.
But
anyway.
Yeah, so Donnie's, you know.
Well, I'm going to have to probably rebut Dean's shot because I probably know what it's about and I deserve it, but I'd like to hear it anyway.
I'm just asking, you know, you're kind of, we're hearing about the Lexus parking and stuff, and then you're complaining about $250 for parking.
Right.
You drive a Lexus, but.
Yeah. Guys, that's.
It goes with the territory.
Yeah, that's right. You know,
if I drove a Kia Rondo up there and left it for 10 days, it would still be $250. That's still.
Yeah,
that's not the issue.
Yeah. Okay. I suppose. Okay.
Don't make it about class.
Is Dino's, because, you know, I don't know what he's going to talk about. So is it awesome?
Well, yeah.
Okay, then I'll go ahead. Because mine's okay. But if his is better, then he should go last in the cast. So. We're playing on the first weekend and first game. I apologize to the 16s. I can't remember the scores, but we're winning by a few. Girls are playing well. Pitchers are throwing great. Throwing a lot of ground balls. Defense is playing great. And we get into our last game of the day. And if we win it, we run the table, end up first in our pool, get a bye. As we always talked in the men's game, hey, boys, we're playing for sleep. Right. And that's exactly what I said to the girls. We're playing for sleep. We win this game. We get an extra couple hours sleep. We go right to the semis. We don't have to play a quarterfinal at 9:30. So we're playing this team, and this guy, he's actually coaching third base, and he's got a MacBook or something in his hand all the time. Like, it's just like he's doing analytics on the fly. I have no idea. But he's like dropping this thing and throwing it on the ground. And he's just like, when he gets upset, you know, he's upset. And he's one of those guys. He's creating a show, and it's all about him, and it's not about the kids and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? He's about, I don't know, five, six. Obviously goes to the gym, 'cause he, you know, he's in pretty good shape, but he's definitely a large t-shirt. Definitely a large t-shirt. Yeah, and he's wearing a medium to make it look like he's even more ripped. So I started calling him medium t-shirt. And every time I brought it up to another coach and I said, hey, remember medium t-shirt? They knew exactly who I was talking about. And they don't like this guy. And I guess when his team lost, he wouldn't go shake hands. He didn't shake our hand, because as I'm going to tell the story, they lost. And Mike, who we played on Thursday night, said the same thing, because his team went 3-0. And they said the same thing. He goes, yeah, I don't know what this guy's all about. He said, when I brought it up, he goes, yeah, I want to throat punch that guy. Mike's a big dude. Right?
Oh, cat's out of the bag with cat's all the listeners in Nashville.
Yeah, that's right. So anyways, it's we're up a run. We're up a run, and we're not sure if we're going to get a new inning or not. So he's jumping up and down and he's performing. And then the kid steals home on the throwback. We've got a runner at third with two out. The kid steals home on the throwback. Now, we fell asleep, obviously. But he is running down the line with this kid. And the kid scores. And he's jumping up and down. And, you know, let's go. Let's go. Where did that come from? What is that? Why is that even a thing all of a sudden? Let's go. Where are you going?
Yeah,
I don't get it. Anyways, everybody says that let's go
thing. He got under your skin.
Yeah, he sure did. So anyways, and now he's walking around like he's just you know, the prom king, man, him and his medium t-shirt and his MacBook at third base have tied the game, blah, blah, blah. Well, the next pitch, we get an out. And I go to Umpy, like he's ready to go ball game. There was 1 minute left. So we started the new inning and we were the top of the inning. So,
oh, yeah, yeah.
And we put a 7 on the board. I was so proud of the girls. And I actually even said to the girls, this, we got to beat this guy. Like I was, anyway. So my shot is the medium t-shirt. It's about the kids. Why are you jumping up and down? And for God's sakes, wear the right size t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good message.
Yeah.
It's a good message.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Donnie.
Yep.
You know what's coming.
I do.
It's a shot at Donnie.
It is.
Well,
oh, I know what it is. Yep.
He totally redeemed himself. But
I did. And I had, and thank you for giving me the chance.
So Donnie was a good roommate, Tosh. He was really good.
I know. I've roomed with him. He is a good roommate.
You know, we had a little bit of a discussion over the, I can't remember what you play, Donnie, that little phone thing. That
yeah, I need the phone, the TV, the white noise to fall asleep. And Dino called it a torture device.
Yeah. Well, every once in a while, I'd wake up, go to the bathroom, and I hear this. It's a cartoon or something, right?
It was American Dad, which we watched. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a pretty good cartoon. Anyway, we're past that. But so, good roommate. We're really, really cohesive on the snacks.
Mm-hmm.
No shit.
You know, we worked well together with that. We got some good fruit in there. Yep. We got a good, well balanced snack diet.
You guys are all week. You guys are lying to people right now. We walked into your room and there was so many bags of cookies.
There was bananas. There was. We had to go
one
back
banana
to the store twice.
One banana.
There's a whole thing. Oh, of bananas. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, we had two or three bags of chips. Whatever.
Sorry, it's not my shot. It's not my shot.
Yeah, anyway, it was a good week. And so after we finished playing, we were out in the boonies there with all the nice houses. And it was a little cool. And we, you know, we were quite excited about maybe finding ourselves a big old pizza, you know. So we did some searching. Donnie did some good searching, called a couple places, got some recommendations. And what was the name of it, Donnie?
It was called the Mellow Mushroom.
The Mellow Mushroom. And I would recommend going to the Mellow Mushroom in Franklin because it, you know, at the end of all this story, we ended up trying the pizza that we actually wanted to order.
Right.
And it went out really well. But so we look at the picture. Donnie, he goes, what do you think of this pizza? And it was supposed to be the give you to your credit, the picture looked, you know, amazing. And then there was a name under the, and for whatever reason, Donnie might've got it mixed up.
Well, to and my defense, ordered, they were staggered. Ordered, so the picture would be on the left and then the write-up would be underneath it a bit on the right. And they were sort of like disjointed. And all I saw was the name, which was the cosmic karma, which
the
looked
cosmic
awesome.
Karma. So we ordered a cosmic karma and we were talking about it all the way home about how good this pizza is going to be. It's going to have pepperoni. It's going to have bacon. It's going to have, not pepperoni, ham, bacon, mushrooms, pineapple.
Jalapenos.
It was like, it just sounded amazing, looked amazing. And so we ordered a couple of breadsticks and some other good stuff with it. We get back to the room because we go pick it up. And again, nice restaurant, cool atmosphere in there. Would have been amazing, right? So we get back to the room and we open up the pizza. There is lettuce. There is
spinach and feta.
Oh, yeah.
And
feta.
Like tomatoes.
It might even have been cottage cheese. I don't know. There was like, it was like a vegetarian cosmic karma. Yeah. Pizza. Ooh. And what we needed was the Pacific Rim.
Right. Correct.
So it really, like, it let me down.
Well,
like,
to be more frustrated, I phoned the pizza place back to say, hey, listen, you gave us the wrong pizza. And the guy's like, I didn't. I'm like, you did. We got there's nothing on here. There's no meat on here. He's like, yeah, that's what you ordered. And it was a very humbling moment for me. And I will say that I really appreciate Dean allowing me the opportunity to try the pizza we actually wanted. Because even though that pizza was still pretty good, we really had our hearts set on the bacon and the pineapples and the jalapenos.
The next night.
Yeah.
We tried it again the next night.
Went back on the horse. Yep.
And we ordered the Pacific Rim and it was definitely worth it.
Oh, worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've never felt – there's been a couple times where I feel like I've let Dean down. And one of them in particular, we were driving and I used my hands to grab an ice cube and I thought that I had, like, let his house on fire. I felt very bad. I've learned just don't do that. You know, you can pour things. Dean is a very specific, hey, you can pour, you can have all my spits if you want. Just pour them in your hand. Don't stick your hand in there. It's a rule, and I get it. And we learned that. But when I
well,
like,
we had it.
Yeah, I feel
we,
like
well,
pizza
our,
was
with our kids
be,
even.
Yeah, for sure.
With our kids even, that we laid that on the line right away. It was, hey, I got all these spits, you guys. If you guys want to share, you can have all the spits you want. Just keep your grubby paws out of the bag, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Pour the sunflower seeds into the bag.
And the look that's on my face great. When this pizza opened up and I saw spinach and feta and no meat, I was like, oh, this is a shame for sure.
Yeah.
I did not feel great. Yeah, it was
but
very.
But just the wings when were I good. Thought the wings were okay. Yeah, yeah, the wings were good. But, you know, the damage was already done by that point.
But yeah, that's why you're a good roommate, Dino, because you let me redeem
you
myself.
Totally redeemed yourself. Totally. Yeah. Yes. It was amazing.
Do it for 30 years, bud, and tell me if you got the same impression. That was good. Yeah, no, it's good, boys. Lots of recap. Yeah. I thought you were going to go with the torture thing for sure. But. Because I've felt that pain too.
Yep.
But yeah, got anything else?
Well,
just getting ready for Sacramento. I don't know if we'll have another one probably before that. Hopefully we've got our guests that we want and go from there, but we'll have somebody else to talk to, I'm sure.
Yeah, we got I'm excited for some of our kids this coming weekend, our team weekend, see Mark Quinn for the first time. So he's coming. So he's going to be mm-hmm. here for a week. So we're going to get him involved with some of our training throughout the week too. So,
well, how cool is that? Just a little note on that. How cool is that? So team practice, Mark's coming first one in November.
Yeah.
Right. Team practice in November, the second team practice in November, Melissa Basilio's coming.
Yeah.
Another coach that is coming to San Diego and like it's pretty cool. We can add all these quality coaches and it's awesome for the kids. And that brings me to my next point. I don't know how do we top that? We got Kaylee Rafter coming to Frosty Fundamentals. How do we top that next year?
Good thing we have a year to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Good thing we have a year to figure it out. Awesome. Okay. Good job, boys. Good times. Say goodnight, Donnie.
Goodnight.
Thanks for listening to Tues Talk. New episodes weekly on Tuesdays. For more info, visit myloidminsternow.com or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.